seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out. And we are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode. That is right. This is a bonus episode. And today I am going to share my experience with y'all about Beyonce stopping the motherfucking world again. Y'all want to take a moment of silence? Because, baby, I have had the quite experience today. Let's get into it. I'm back. Let me turn this off. Okay, y'all, the queen, y'all knew I was gonna come on here tonight. I don't know if y'all really knew that. I didn't know I was gonna do this, but look, the queen has stopped the world again. Y'all know I got my Beyonce shirt on. The Renaissance tour is going down. So let me tell y'all, I'm just going to start from the beginning. And Bella, I need you to sit down. I know I'm a little excited right now, but I need you to find a quick little spot. Yeah, thank you. Let me tell you how my day was. So I woke up at like 1 because I had to take her out to use the potty and go do all this shit. She only 6 months, so I ain't really trying to have her do all that shit when I'm asleep. So, all right, we're not doing this music. Hold on, wait 1 second, because this is a lot going on right now. Okay, here we are. We're back. Okay, so I took her out at like 1:30, and I had a nice little phone call, whatever the case may be. And then after the phone call, I just happened to go on Beyonce's website, and the things was not happening. So I thought it was a rumor that she was going to drop the Renaissance tour. My good friend Nick from the DMV was like, no, Marco, like, she's going to drop the Renaissance tour tomorrow. You just got to be patient. You just got to believe me. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I was like, all right, like, I don't really listen to the Twitter feed of when it's Beyonce, but he was so passionate about like her dropping her tour today. Y'all see my little Renaissance t-shirt? And yes, I bought all 4 boxes. I play no games. Anyway, Bella, I'm gonna need you to sit your ass down. All right, thank you. So I was up at like 4 o'clock and I checked her website. Still the same. So I'm driving to work and all I hear is ding, 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 buzz, buzz, buzz. And I'm like, what the fuck is going, like, who died? Like, because the only reason my phone is going off like this is because somebody died. Like, y'all, I don't really like people. People don't really call me. I don't really call people. So when I get to the job, I just happen to check everything and everybody is sending me all these like Beyonce, like the little promo videos of her on this little glass horse or whatever, just living her best life, right? So I'm like, oh, maybe the Renaissance tour is dropping. So by the time I get into the office, you know, she's posted on her Instagram. So I'm like, oh shit. This bitch, she about to stop the world. I can't even drink because, like, I'm literally at my desk shaking because I'm like, ooh, do I clock in or do I check on Beyonce? Do I clock in or do I check Beyonce? I was like, ooh, Marco, let's go ahead and clock in because you still need this job. You still need these checks. And if you ain't got no job, if you ain't got no checks, you won't be going to this Renaissance tour. Cool, got it. Collectively, moving right along. So now I'm finding out, like, the dates when she coming to Atlanta, and it is my goal to go to 2 of these motherfucking concerts. 1, I want to go completely drunk and just lose my black ass, gay ass mind. And then I don't know how I was gonna go, but I'm gonna be drunk both times. And one of the times I really just want to pay attention to the aesthetics, the performance, to the visuals and everything that she's about to present, because I'm not really a Beyonce fan when it comes to viewing her through Instagram, Twitter, and all these other social media sites. I like to see what the queen is about to present to me and the money that I have paid. Got it? Cool. Let's move on. So I'm thinking the tickets is already on sale. So I'm hiding in the bathroom at work. Oh, they thought I was having 7 problems and everything, child. No, but next Tuesday I will be because, yeah, I got to get these tickets. So moving right along, I'm thinking the tickets is on sale. Come to find out, it's a raffle. It's a raffle. You got to sign up for all these little different like websites and jump through and group A, group B, group C. I signed up for all groups. I signed up for like the cities that I will travel to. And Beyonce got me. And God got me, so I ain't even worried about my tickets being secured. Like, I'm a good person. I am a child of God. I am healing, but I'm not healed. You know, it's just things that comes with the territory. Cool. So now I'm at work and actually doing God's work. Like, working, being a good employee, and just doing the good shit for the community. So now my phone is just like, buzz, 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 buzz. And I'm like, who the fuck is trying to get in contact with me? Come to find out, I'm in like 5 or 6 other group chats and they're all labeled Beehive. And I ain't really got time to be looking to see who added me and all these things. And y'all know how iPhones work. If you ain't got no iPhone, but if you ain't got no iPhone, you can see who is in the group chat, that number that you have, right? Cool. So I'm like, who the fuck added me in all these like fucking group chats? And I'm like, all right, y'all are about to stress me out. I'm trying to pay attention to my customers. I'm trying to pay attention to Beyonce. I'm also trying to stay calm and not have this conversation at work because the niggas at work, they already know, like, I am a Beyonce fan. I'm a Beyonce stan. And I will walk out that bitch to go purchase the ticket. I'll find another job, but y'all can't find another me, period. But, and I'm just like, okay, let me go hide in the bathroom one more time. And everybody is like, Marco, you got to register. You got to register. You got to register. I got one group chat over here talking about she's coming to Atlanta and we about to get sweet. We need to get 20 Beehive members to do all this, that, and the third and all the extras and shit. I'm like, okay, cool. That sounds real good over there. And then I got another Atlanta group chat over here talking about, Marco, we getting floor seats. I'm like, oh, that sounds good over there. But I wish God made two of me. I wish I had a twin brother or some shit like that. But I can't. I just can't be in two places at once. So now, when I realize that the tickets are not on sale and it's just a promo because it's Black History Month and Beyonce always want to do this motherfucking shit. She always trying to get me out of my character. She always trying to have me make anxiety attacks and just make me lose my whole fucking mind. Beyonce, give me a chance to motherfucking request a day off so I can wake up at 8 o'clock, make me some breakfast, have a little brunch, and be on my computer, be on my iPad, be on my phone, and then like make it a collective Beehive thing. But no, she don't really think of me or the other Beehive members of how we be acting. We got jobs, girl. You just did a 24, was it 24 or 28? 24? I'm gonna say 24. $24 million show for one fucking hour in Dubai. Girl, my salary ain't even half of that. So I just need you to calm down just a little bit. Don't be scaring me. But she's the only person that could get me to, like, not be normal, like, at work. Like, let me scoot this up because I look a little far. But, so I'm responding to all these text messages. I'm responding to all these group chats. And I'm just, like, very overwhelmed. So now I'm looking through all, like, the cities that she's going through. The only like 3 cities that I was looking forward to was the DMV because she always fucks it up there. I was looking forward to Houston, but I know Houston's gonna be real. That's her hometown. She about to fuck it up and them bitches is about to take all the tickets. And then I saw New Orleans and I was like, oh, she ended in New Orleans. I might have to make that because New Orleans is her second home. She got a home there and all that. And the bitch is like, it's show 1, travel, show 2. When are you sleeping, bitch? Because I already know, like, you having all these motherfuckers on this plane. When y'all land, they need to go straight to rehearsals just to make sure they got their 1-2 step. They dotting their I's and they crossing their T's. When I tell y'all, Beyonce has not And let me break it down. Let me break it down. Beyonce has not performed new music in, I couldn't even tell you how long. Yes, she did Beyonce self-titled. Yes, she did Four. But like, lately, she's just been doing a run of everything that she's ever produced. Coachella, she did a little bit of everything that she has produced. But this, I am hoping that it is nothing but the... I am hoping that it is nothing but the Renaissance album. The Renaissance album is only an hour. So my prediction is that she's about to give us an hour worth of, like, I'm not going to say old music, because Beyonce has like timeless music, but like her timeless music is going to get first. And then like at 59 minutes and 59 seconds, she's about to transition into the club Renaissance, all that shit that we've been seeing in LA and Dubai and all that shit. She's about to give it to us, and it's about to be a big ass party. I am about to start practicing my voguing. I need to get my outfit together. I need to figure out what I'm about to drink, because it is that serious to me. I will not be attending work. On Fridays, I'm off of work at 6. The concert starts at 7. At 5:30, I need to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in Atlanta, Georgia, with a clear water bottle, in line, drinking my shit. Because when I get in that motherfucking building, I am about to lose my motherfucking mind. Like, I am a very big fan of Beyonce, and Beyonce can have my coins. I've been preparing for this since she dropped her album last July. Like, I don't play. Like, credit cards, paid off. Savings account, build up. Outfit, it's coming. Drinks, I'm gonna make them. Whole day, I'm waking up to brunch and Beyonce. Might take a little nap. The nap might not be happening because my anxiety, my excitement, the adrenaline is about to be running. Like, I am about... And look, y'all, the niggas in Atlanta, if y'all see me at this show, please, like, I'm gonna be drunk. Say hi, but don't say hi. Like, if you see me, you see me. If you don't, you don't. But, like, I'm about to be... out of this world, out of this excitement. Like, it's not too many things I get excited for. Bella, you found a good spot? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Don't worry, because I'm going to find you a good old babysitter. I don't know who, but we're going to make sure you take care of, too. Yes, like, today was, like, very... But like today I was very shaky all motherfucking day. And then on top of that, I got Rihanna like in about 2 weeks about to drop her tour and do her motherfucking Super Bowl performance. We ain't seen Rihanna on no goddamn stage in about 7 years. And I know she's about to give it to us. And I know all y'all bitches be like, oh, Rihanna can't sing. Rihanna's lazy. Rihanna. Okay, what the fuck ever. She does what she needs to do and get the fuck off the stage. Rihanna is also that bitch. And I also cannot wait until she give us that album. It's coming. The album is coming. Oh, it's Wine Down Wednesday. So I'm drinking a little bit of wine. I didn't say that. Yes, yeah, the wine. How do influencers do it like this? You know, whatever. It's a little red wine. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon. The wine is getting to me, so I can't really do my French accent. But it's a little Cabernet. and it's the rich people wine, because when I bartend at weddings and shit, they just like to give me wine and shit. So that's the perks of being a bartender. But... I am so excited for this tour, this concert, both shows that I'm going to. The last concert I went to was On the Run 2. The one before that was On the Run 1. And On the Run 1, I went to in DC. And when I tell you, y'all would never believe this. I continue to tell this story to everybody that I meet and on my lives and my podcasts and shit. But Beyonce waved to me when she left On the Run 1 tour. I kid you not. Like, I was with my good girlfriends. I was with Sierra and Jonte. And we happened to leave the concert a little bit early. And when we walking back to our car, we see a limo. The window is down. The window was down. She looked at me dead in my eye and waved. And then rolled the window up. It was my motherfucking moment. Like, nobody would ever believe this motherfucking moment. But, like, these two, I got witnesses. Beyonce waved at all three of us. I kid you not. We didn't have time to pull out our phones. But Beyonce, like, when I tell you that that bitch was on the run. Like, I don't know how the fuck that she left stage so fast, got in the limo, and then came around the stadium. Because I had to trample through all these motherfucking people to get to my car. Well, it wasn't my car, but it was somebody's car. I was in the backseat because I was definitely drunk. However, she did. But she waved at me. I will. You know what? Let me see if I can get these people on this motherfucking... because niggas don't... These people don't listen. Okay, so Beyonce waved at me. She waved at me in motherfucking Baltimore at the Ravens Stadium in a black limo. I think she had like a black cape on because, you know, her and Jay-Z was like on the run, literally. And she just like went about her happy ass way. It was nothing but police in front. It was her and it was police behind. Like, I got videos in my phone after that very moment of like me standing out and like crying and like saying the shit that I would do to Beyonce. But Beyonce is the best entertainer. To those that have not seen her, that have not heard live versions, that don't care about clips, that says that X, Y, and Z can sing, perform, act, whatever the case may be, whatever you think somebody else can do. I mean, in particular categories, yes, I'll give it to y'all. But like, as a full, complete package, as Jonte, get on this motherfucking live, please. Jonte, get on this motherfucking live. Let me send Jonte. Jonte, please get on this live. And I need the people in the back to hear us talk about Beyonce waving at us. Beyonce waved at us at the Ravens Stadium. Don't nobody believe me. I know it's only about 2-3 motherfucking people on this motherfucking live, but for real. All I'm saying, I just wanted to share my experience that I've had Beyonce. Beyonce has dropped 2 albums, not one, but 2 albums during my birthday season. She dropped The Carters and she also dropped Renaissance. She dropped The Carters during cancer season. She dropped Renaissance in July. So I'm her favorite. You ain't even gotta show your face. I just need your voice. Just please. Just the people don't believe me. You ain't even gotta show. Just turn the camera off. Turn the camera off, girl. Just turn the camera off. The people don't believe me, and I'm not no lie. I'm a lot of other things, but I ain't no lie. I won't lie, and I won't steal from you. He's a lying, cheating son of a. The way you do me, boy, I'm tired of taking your shit. But, y'all. And on top of me going to On The Run 1, I was late. Believe what? Yes. That's exactly. I need a voice. I just need a voice. All I need is a voice. That she waved at us and I freaked the hell out. I passed out. and the front of the stadium, like, I almost lost my shit. They almost had to call 911. They almost had to call the ambulance, the police, and the fire department. Look, even my dog don't even want to believe me, and she about to walk around and do her shit. Come on. Yes, Jonte. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes, let's go ahead and do this. 1 second. Jonte.
You get
on
my nerve.
Jonte, just show the ceiling. Hey, good girlfriend, what's going on?
Hi.
Please tell the people that Beyonce waved to us. Like, nobody believes this story at all.
She did. But...
You
act like you was about to die.
Yes, look.
You act like you was about to die that day.
Jonte,
what?
We left the concert early. First of all,
we didn't have a voice.
1 second, because I'm also recording this for my podcast, and I'm gonna have to edit this now. But this is Jonte, y'all. What's going on? Jonte's been on my podcast before. Y'all know how much of a Beyonce stan we are. Just make sure you follow her. I'll tag her in all this and everything. She got a lot going on right now, so she's not really active on social media. But, you know, shout out to my good girlfriend.
Marco, I'm excited that you went through the anxiety today, though. Because you see how I kept asking you questions. I said, oh, God. Marco's over there freaking out.
Bitch, what? You know me. We've been through not one Beyonce concert tour release, but two. And the first one was enough. The second one, I tell you, and
Buffalo was cool though.
Buffalo was cool, but let me tell y'all, and I think I've told you this. I had a floor seat ticket to On the Run. Because y'all, BITCHs was not responding. Y'all was not answering. Y'all was ignoring my phone call for about a good... No, you went twice?
I went to Rose Bowl in California. What tour was that? Oh, that was the Formation tour.
You went to Formation?
Yeah.
And didn't tell me?
That was a long time.
Okay. Well, you know I'm one of the girls, you know, like one of the girls. Yes.
It was
a while.
It was a good time. I can't even keep up how many Beyonce concerts I went to.
So, since you're on this live.
We definitely are going to the Renaissance tour. But I really wish we could do New Orleans, though.
I am going to try to make it stretch. But, baby, I got July because, you know, it's our birthday month. And then maybe 3 weeks later, we got Beyonce. And then 3 weeks later, I'm going to the DR. And then
I'm going to be in Jamaica.
It's giving ghetto. It's giving. It's giving. I'm just stopping in the DMV because I have to.
Yeah, I'm just stopping here because this is the last venue. Sorry. Capital One is not
me. Oh, why isn't she going to Capital One?
Because everybody's going on tour. If you think about it, all of the artists in America that are like out have a tour this year. Everybody.
And then on top of... I mean, and on top of that, you know, the other queen, Rihanna, she's about to stop the world, too.
I know.
I really feel like people are like, no, Rihanna's not going on tour.
Super Bowl, I think the Super Bowl, she's going to have a lot of featured guests. That's just what I think, because she doesn't have, like, a lot of new music out. What's she going to do, the music from the Black Panther soundtrack?
Let me tell you what I really want Rihanna to do. And hear me out, because we both business people, and we cancers, and we think of the bigger picture versus the moment. What would be ideal for Rihanna? Give us snippets from Anti. That was your last album. It's top selling. It's charting. It's still...
Give us Rehab.
Give us Rehab. Give us Umbrella. Bring Drake out on Work. But on your last song... On your last song, give us the next hit single off your album, and then it's gonna go to commercial break, and then you need to give us, you need to give
commercial break.
Because no, after they performance, after the performance, it normally goes to commercial. And it's going to be a Rihanna, it's going to be a Rihanna commercial. And that's when you need to announce your album. If you really about the bag.
You really think, I don't think she's going to announce an album. I think she's too caught up in being a mom, one. And two, I think that she's really, really enjoying her Fenty Savage life, actually.
So I was actually talking to someone, too, and
I don't think that she wants to put out music.
Visually, no shade to the Rihanna stands. Visually, the Savage Fenty runway shows that she have been putting on have been very successful from volume one until now. Yeah. If she presented Fenty models on stage with like NFL jerseys and just walking while she's performing.
She's definitely gonna have the plus size.
What?
She promotes that in a bunch of her stores. She's definitely going to have a lot of people, like plus size, small, all types of, you know, shapes. She's definitely going to do that. I know for a fact. I mean, I'm predicting it's going to be really nice. I'm just thinking it's going to be a throwback.
You think so?
I do. I don't think she's going to drop a new song. I don't think that she's going to. She has to put the energy into, one, rehashing her old music. We're not gonna call it old because it's still a bop. She's still a bop.
And all her, okay. All, you know, ticket, I mean, not ticket sales, but radio sales and streams is about to go to the roof. It always does.
And if she's gonna get more money, she's gonna get more. And if she's gonna get more interviews, she barely likes to do interviews.
She hates interviews. She said it on the carpet.
Her and Beyonce, so.
They all hate interviews.
It's a Roc Nation thing.
It has to be. It has to be. Like, why am I going to talk to this person? What if they slight me with something? Granted, they both got the media. They both got the media presence. But like, what if I'll delete this whole interview off the whole internet? Yeah. We've been through that. Beyonce has deleted interviews off the internet.
Yeah, she has.
No shade, because
She
lets her talent speak for herself, and that's where I strive to be.
You see how she grabbed Blue Ivy in Dubai? Pooh, we need another $6 million for that.
Period. Okay. And let me talk about my niece real quick. Serving. She is a star before these hoes even know that she's a star.
No, for real. I feel like her and North would be like really good friends.
She don't like him.
I know she don't. That's the crazy part. But North is just growing up. Blue is growing up. Sir and Rooney, they're growing up. Everybody's growing up.
I know. It's like we like the uncles and the aunties to everybody.
And we have to go see them.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I hope she brings them on tour. That's going to be... That's going to be...
Okay, so let's talk about, since I sent you the stage. So the picture that I sent you is the stage for the overseas show.
No, that's the stage here too.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think Beyonce's about to go through the whole trouble to create a whole new stage for a whole different continent.
Yeah, no.
That's
the portable stage that she is taking on the road with her.
When I tell you that I'm trying to be in Club Renaissance and voguing my ass off and living my black gay life. You can be my daddy if you want to. Oh, you can get it tatted if you want to. You see my Renaissance shirt?
I saw it. Yeah, I'm excited. So, Beyonce is definitely going to be on tour. I think definitely Atlanta is the chosen one because that's just like right in the middle of summer, right? Not at the end of summer, but like
right before Labor Day.
Yeah. And then, you know, you never know if something may happen. You might end up at the New Orleans show. You never know.
I mean, we could talk about that offline, because I mean, if you know, you always got a place to lay your head, and we can just drive on over.
You never know.
Because road trips with us, I mean, everybody I roll with got coins. So what's up? Okay. if we got to get a little. Definitely. And I do have a proposal for you off mic that I'll text you.
Okay.
I know people in high places because, you know, I've been doing my things and just networking here in Atlanta. You like, I heard enough. I got a proposal because, bitch, what? It's either option one or option two, and we can get both. Mm-hmm. Well, we can only get both, but we just got to decide. Because we can't be in two places at once.
We'll talk.
Mm-hmm. We got to get Sierra.
Sierra got to come out of her cocoon.
She
probably can't get Sierra to come out of the cocoon. Listen.
She doing her media shit, though.
I haven't even turned off Renaissance, so the people are ready.
Okay, so I, from today... until August 11th, it's nothing but Renaissance. I need to know every fucking word. I need to.
You are going to be hoarse and dried out like you've been at every other show. This show might be worse for you.
Cover yourself up.
I think you should seek therapy.
For Beyonce?
Yes. I think you should seek therapy before the
No, my therapist can't take me serious. He'd be like, he's going to be like, you really this excited? I'm like, sir. Like, I normally sit down like this and I'm very calm. Like, I might have to pace back and forth. Like, I need a bigger room, sir, because this is not going, tonight is not about to, I just can't sit.
It's not going down like that.
Yes. But, I,
this is going to be crazy, though. I think she's.
This is new.
That she does not give us a lot of Dubai, because we saw that even though people wasn't supposed to have,
she's not.
I know Beyonce. She's not a repeat kind of girl, but she's gonna have some of Dubai at these shows. So, she changed the costumes, I know she's gonna change the costumes.
Yeah, because in Dubai you got to be covered up and like be like more conservative. So this is my thing.
They can't really shake their butts.
I don't think, and this is just predictions, y'all. We don't work for anybody in Parkwood.
I work for
myself.
The
My prediction was she gonna give us a little snippet of the before, and then like 45 minutes in, it's gonna be Club Renaissance. And bitch, when I tell you, and the people that's listening to this, when I hear these motherfuckers say stop me, and when I hear Church Girl. Don't worry about me. I'm good. Don't worry about me.
I'm not ready.
I'm gonna, you know.
I'm gonna see Beyonce on the way to my doctor's appointment in the morning.
Please, look, I'm all right. Please, but yeah, from here on out, it's Beyonce at least once a day. I need to learn every lyric. I need to learn every song.
I need to make sure I know every song, even the ones that I kind of like skip by. It's like one or two. I need to start listening to her now,
because
I know she's gonna do every song on there.
Every song. And I know how the album is set up. She's just gonna play it from one until it's over. And people's like, oh no, Break My Soul is gonna be last. No, it's not.
No, Break My Soul, she might open with Break My Soul.
This is also my prediction.
And that's gonna be like a 10-minute performance.
She is going to open with I'm That Girl. Okay, look, remember we went to On The Run. Remember we went to On The Run one, was it one or
it was
two?
On the run one and two?
But it was, I think it was one where we freaked out when the lights went out. And she was the only person on stage. And I forget what song she was singing. But the whole crowd went crazy and you could not hear her sing. Just like the Formation tour, when she had the lights and she all she did was bob her head. She's going to sing "I'm That Girl" and just give it to us. It's going to be flashing lights and we are going to lose our shit. Somebody said, Black Carrie Bradshaw said, get me a ticket. Girl, let me get me a ticket and then I'll think about you. To any of y'all faves, this is how you stop the world. Carry on. But she's going to stop the world twice because she did the announcement. We don't get our raffle tickets until the 10th. And then that's what Ticketmaster said. We'll receive an email on the 10th with raffle tickets.
She is not playing with them resales.
Because you know what happened with Taylor Swift? Like, Taylor Swift literally... Well... Taylor Swift, yes, shut down the internet, but then all her fans bought all the tickets and then they resold them for like $2,500, and then $3,000. And Beyonce's really not trying to do all that, to my personal opinion. I feel like she just wants everybody to have a fair chance of getting tickets because she wants to sell out no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Because Ticketmaster has the official prices.
You know what we need to do?
All the predicaments, the predictions that I saw today, $800, $2,400. I know she's going to have some that are like that, but the tours we done been to, we've paid a cute go. It wasn't extreme or over the top. I mean...
We had
really good seats. Every Beyonce show I went to, I've had really good seats. And I can't
even for being
pay my rent to see Beyonce.
Yes. And I think the niggas online that's talking about, oh, she's talking about rent money, are like trying to get on the floor. Like, don't get me wrong, y'all.
I
like,
I want to be on the floor. No,
for this one, I really do. Like, I want to be.
I would rather be on the floor for this one because she has the Ring Around the Rosie stage.
So Carrie,
she has the opportunity to.
Black Carrie Bradshaw said $500 is a lot. But Black Carrie Bradshaw, have you, like, it is worth it. Like, me and Jonte, we have, like, yes, it's a lot. I'm not even going to hold you.
It's 500. It's a lot now because inflation and everybody, eggs are $75 a carton. So, yeah, it's a lot, but
you got to think about it. Like, Jonte, like, when we get these tickets, we make sure that it's a Beyonce day. So, we go to brunch. We go back to the hotel. Yeah, we pregame. Like, then we go to the concert. After the concert, we're trying to find the after party for Beyonce. So, yes, $500 is a lot, but we are getting our money's worth.
We create an experience.
Remember we went to brunch, and we was just like, oh, we know this restaurant up the street. Right. Just come get dressed. After probably like 15 minutes of being there, we was like, is this a Beyonce playlist? We asked our waitress and she was like, yeah, it's B-Day. And when we heard that, we was like, oh, this restaurant fucks with us. Yes. We order shots. Come on, bring them. Just bring them. Yes. Start taking pictures. And everybody's like, who are y'all? Because y'all are lit. Because before we asked that question, everybody was settled. They was like, okay, we just eating. It's cool. They turned up the music.
Oh, yeah, the people next to us, they started singing along.
Right, like everybody was cool, calm, and collective when we sat down. Yeah. And then, like, the music turned up.
That mother out.
I mean, did you expect anything else of us? $500 is not a down payment on a car.
And baby, that is not. And if you putting that down, that's only
That's a down payment on a section here in Atlanta. Nowadays, it's definitely taxes.
That's okay.
Ciao.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I think once the tickets drop, that's just what it is. No resales. We just going to get what we need. We'll be in that Mercedes-Benz dealership.
Girl.
We're going to pull up in this G-Wagon.
So I'm telling you, the concert starts at 7 here.
And it's on a Saturday.
No, it's on a Friday, girl. I'm not going to work.
Oh, I'll be there Thursday.
Okay, that's fine. We can pregame. We'll have like a pre-Beyonce. Because yeah, it's Atlanta. You know they about to have Beyonce's coming to town. You know Atlanta. If anybody knows Atlanta, we know Atlanta.
Outfits will be on.
Bitch, what? Expect shit being sent to your inbox. Okay. As soon as I get in this body. I want to wear a crop top.
I want to wear a number.
Ooh, bitch! But you always serve, so don't even do that.
I want to wear a number. I wanna.
You giving hair up? You giving hair down? Or you giving a bob? What
I'm
you?
The hair up off of my face because I know I'm going to be, you know. And then if her fans come close to me, you know it'll give.
Yes, I do. I am not going to work on that Friday. It's already.
One of my friends said that she has boxes at her tour, and it's only 3 to 5 people that fit on the box. It's a VIP box, but they're between $10,000 and $25,000. So that's what I'm like. I cannot believe.
Again, we're gonna talk.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I gotta see it to believe it.
10,000? Okay, look. I'm not even.
To 25,000.
Like, 10,000 for the box total or 10,000 per person?
Per person.
I can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not realistic. You gotta go back to Dubai, Beyonce, and get the rest of those coins, then come back to the U.S., and you give us a new opportunity to do it.
Yeah, even like Dubai was cute from the clips that we saw, but like
Dubai was beautiful.
But like even like I know why she did it. Like, okay, the LGBTQ plus community was mad and shit, but like y'all, like Beyonce performed for a fucking amazing hotel that's gonna have longevity.
Yeah.
So when I go to Dubai now, I wanna stay at that hotel. Like, it's not, it's almost like Atlantic City, well, not, okay, I'm not comparing the two, but you know, when she went to Atlantic City, it was kind of like, okay, well, we need somebody big here so people can start staying here, type of ordeal.
Yeah. And then a lot of people raise their prices instantly once they get, like, celebrities and things like that to promote or perform at their venue and things like that.
Yes.
But I mean, of course, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah,
but I don't want to keep predicting that. I don't want to keep saying what I think it's going to be. I just want to wait for that day when it comes. This is preparation time. She already put the bug out there. We prepare, and then we hide.
She dropped it on Black History Month, the first day.
She's trying to teach you hoes. She's trying to teach the girls.
What? Okay. Because after Beyonce, yes, playpen. When we'll talk about it off mic. We ain't gotta talk about it now. yes, I'm gonna be an uncle. Oh my gosh.
I know it's there.
Okay, so I'm having a moment. I cannot believe. Y'all, okay, so you know the rumor about it that like. Oh, if you work with people, y'all can never be friends after that. And it was just, we have been friends for over 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Oh my gosh.
Yes, like we opened L Street together. We have stayed in contact for years and years and years. There have been moments where like you do your old thing, I do my thing, I'm moving, I'm doing this, you doing that. But like there has never been a moment like a year where we just do not talk.
Yeah, we talk every year. Every year.
Even if it's just like a birthday FaceTime, like
yeah.
And then like, and I will say like around birthdays, it's like, I do fuck with her. I do fuck with him. I miss him. I miss her. This is the energy that I miss. And we'd be like, so I'm coming there, you coming here, what we doing?
Yes.
And like, if I come there, I drop everything that I'm doing. And I'll be like, I gotta go see Jontay. I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care what I'm doing. I gotta go see her. Even if we're just having coffee, I have to go see her.
Yes.
And even like you, you're like, I'm in town with people. We're having brunch. You can't make brunch? Okay, we're having lunch. You can't make brunch? We're having a section tonight. You can't make the section? Tomorrow. Like,
you
are letting me know. And I'm just like, all right. This girl has invited me to all her events. I got to cancel on something.
Yeah.
And I think it's a beautiful friendship that we have blossomed into.
Yes, we have a beautiful bond. I love our bond. I love our friendship. It's just like some, you know, when you got the real ones and then when you haven't talked in a while, but then when you talk, it's like you never
missed a beat.
Moment of silence. And then it's just, you know when it's real.
Yes.
And then we always come together and beehive. We beehive together. We beehive together. The queen brings us together always.
Yes, girl. You know I would be sending you some outfits your way.
Yes. I know. I could. One day I'm going to be simple for B. One day. But I just like to put it on so I can feel every song.
But baby, we got to make sure we get our pictures before. And I'm leaving my, like,
we gotta put our bed online too, cause y'all gotta stay in order.
No, I'll talk about it online, cause the girls, y'all really, they be like, oh, I'm wearing heels and doing this. Oh, baby, it's B.
End up crip walking to the damn door.
You
gotta take them off and run at 15 miles per hour because we done took so much time. Remember, we had to run.
What we had to do?
We took so many pictures outside, and the next thing you know, we thought we heard Beyonce, and we started running. Everybody just started running. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Mm. Oh yeah, we did. And I was like, I'll see y'all in a second. Next thing you know, I get to a spot, and y'all right behind me. I was like,
yes.
I was like, real nigga shit. And the security guard was like, y'all ain't sitting here. We know. But
we need to catch this.
We need to at least see the opening because the next song ain't really going to give what it's supposed to give. We'll go to our seats. They're available right. Still.
Right.
Because we purchased.
Please stop playing with us. You know we in these gates. We are in the gates, honey. So you know we purchased something.
Yes. I'm going to end this live, but I do want to say, I want to ask you something, and I don't know if I can talk about it on live, but like, actually I can because I've seen it. So like this production company that you're doing with boy drama and girl drama, like, can you tell me about it? Like, is it exclusive? Like your EP for shows you're doing.
Yeah, it's actually girl drama series. The director, it's Don Bond. You can follow him. I've seen his page. But he has his own.
I'm already following him.
Okay, perfect. So he has a website. Girl drama is actually going to be on the app. It's going to be on the app. You can subscribe. You can do a monthly. You can do a free trial. You can do a yearly plan. But he basically has a bunch of shows on there. I'm on season one. I'm one of the starring characters on Girl Drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are going to love it. Because you know me. I'm being myself, but I'm also playing a character. But it's a really good show. Like, I haven't even seen it myself. And I was literally just on the phone with him telling him. He was like, you haven't even seen the first episode. I have not. So, me seeing the trailer, the same thing that you probably saw the trailer, I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
So, let me ask you, like, are you going to watch it with the fans, or are you going to watch it before?
So, we have ideas of having a watch party, an exclusive invite-only type thing that I'm going to curate. I want to watch it before, but then I don't. I kind of want to watch it with everybody else. Oh, and
keep going. I think, can I say something? After you watch it with everybody, I think you should go live. I think that'll help y'all viewership.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I kind of want, it's a lot of things that I want for this. I want to go to like different venues. I want to do, you know, I want news people to see it. It's going to be big. So a lot of people are excited for me to be actually in the TV scene and be on camera, because I always said I wanted to be an actress, singer, you know, model in a while, like entertainment period. But it's a really good show, like, and the cast is amazing. Mm-hmm. And all of the people they're great, like they're really great actors and actresses. So I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you. I want to invite you on my podcast. And I just want, like, yes, I know you as a friend. I know you as all this. But I really want you to just share your story. Because we've seen each other from, like, the beginning of where we started and where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, and just all the trials and tribulations and love and breakups and like motherhood and just moving from different states and just like developing not only ourselves as a human, but also developing ourselves as like creatives in the entertainment world. So I would love just to bring you on and just us to talk and just share your story. Because I really think, like, not only me, but you also have, like, a story to share. And I think it's beautiful. I know the insides and outs, but you are a beautiful soul. Like, and I think this is... No, for I really think that God don't make no mistakes. Like, I'm about to start crying, but, like... No, for real, like, Jontae, like...
Emotional one. I gotta hold it together. Okay? Thank you.
I'm gonna hold it together. I'm not gonna speak for you. Let me speak for you. My first career was with Nordstrom, and we went through the leadership program. We became managers together.
Oh, my God.
We got promoted together at different stores and still became in contact. And Marco, so I got this employee doing X, Y, and Z. How would you deal with this? Well, Jontae, I got this employee that's doing X, Y, and Z. How would you deal with this? And like, not only did we encourage each other, but like, we've bounced ideas off of each other, not personally, but yeah. I mean, personally, but also like professionally and also just friendship wise and relationship wise. And just like, we've always had the best interest in each other.
And I think we inspired each other too, without like even noticing it. That's mm-hmm. what I like, period. I like to be able to see the good in people and actually, you know, encourage that even for myself. Because as I see you grow, I'm going to grow too.
Mm.
It's not no hating shit.
It's never been hating.
I got to make sure that I'm, you know, I want to be on the same page as Marco so that we can stay afloat. So we can, you know, when we do link up and talk, it's this energy. It's up here. It's not...
It's like I'm trying to one up her or she trying to one up me. It's like, so bitch, what the fuck you got going on now? Like, what's tea? I see you on the Instagrams.
And then I feel like we've always knew what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a sense of as far as like success or going to the next level or, you know, raising a bar, going to the next level and things. We've always been on the same page when it comes to stuff like that. I think it's a Cancer thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to be stagnant. We don't like to stay still. We like to keep on. We like a challenge. We like to, you know, climb up the ladder, even when it says walk up the ladder. So I think that plays a big part into it as well.
Yeah. I think...
I'm super proud of you. What is it? The TP Studios. Hello? Push through.
period. One day I will have my own studio, production studio, podcast, whatever, whatever God got for me is gonna happen. I have some ideas in mind.
Be very graceful with yourself through this process, because I've seen so much on the internet. I mean, hopefully this is not, you know, discouraging for anybody, but it's just a lot of people, they've been talking about, you know, the workload of being a part of Tyler Perry Studios and stuff like that. But my thing is, if you want it,
you're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
And I don't.
It's going to be, yeah.
One thing about us that I know, I'm going to back up. Anything about Nordstrom that anybody that has heard, Nordstrom is going to work you from day up to sundown. Yeah, and I do not mean that in a derogatory way or a negative way.
Yeah.
But, like, they teach you work ethic.
Yes.
Like, there are times where me and Jonte had to be at the store at 5 a.m. on the dot. Why? Because both of us are scheduled and we are the only persons with the code. We got to start inventory. There's a team that comes in at 6. There's a team that comes in at 7. And then the store opens at 8.
Yep.
And then we have to stop inventory. And then when the store stops at... Well, I guess the store was literally closed all day. But...
Close at 5 or 6.
Remember? 5 or 6. And then you have your 6 team that coming in. It is all about communication.
People
you do not know, and like you have to watch them like hawks, because not only like, yeah, you're here for the check, but I'm here for the job. Like this is my shit. Once y'all leave,
I still gotta be here.
And
be here at 7 a.m. the next morning.
Not only is my department manager on me, my store manager is on me, and my regional manager is on me. So Nordstrom teaches you work ethic.
Yes, they do. I mean, back in the day, of course, everything is changing now. But when we were there, when we was a part of the old Nordstrom way, the work ethic, the teamwork, the camaraderie, everything was a teaching and learning lesson.
Yo, you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that is right. I want to thank you for tuning in to another Hear Me Out episode featuring yours truly, Mr. Hear Me Out. If you want more of me, make sure you tune in to my podcast, Hear Me Out. And also, make sure you check out my website, markwithaprince.com. If you want more information and this, that, and the third, I would tag in my special guest, Jonte, in the comments. Until next time, y'all, thank you for tuning out, and we are out. Bye.